USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Authorities say 9 people were on board a helicopter that crashed in Southern California with retired L.A. Lakers superstar Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter among those killed. L.A. County Fire Chief Daryl Osby says the chopper crashed in Calabasas.
We had one helicopter flying to the incident with firefighter paramedics on board. Those paramedics were hoisted down to the incident early into the incident. They did a search of the area for survivors. Unfortunately, all the survivors on board were determined to have been perished.
NBA legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar says Bryant was a gift.
He was an incredible athlete and a leader in a lot of ways. He inspired a whole generation of young athletes.
This is USA Radio News.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford says fellow GOP senators are still upset that Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff publicly quoted a CBS News story that an associate of President Trump said there was a strong warning for them.
The offensive part there is he was saying the president had communicated to us that our heads will be on a pike if we oppose him. And all of us looked at each other and said, we've heard no such comment from the president. We felt no such pressure from the president.
Some Democrats are tweeting that Republicans should look at the president's own language. Impeachment manager Jerry Nadler will miss part of the proceedings due to his wife, who is in the hospital with pancreatic cancer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he hopes to make history during his upcoming trip to the White House for the unveiling of President Trump's Mideast plan. The plan has little chance for success because the Palestinians, who accused President Trump of being biased toward Israel, have already rejected the plan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At the box office.
These streets, I never trusted anybody but me. I'm asking you, man. Bad Boys.
One last time. One last time.
Bad Boys for Life, starring Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, is still number one this week, bringing in $34 million. 1917 comes in at number two with $15 million. The Guy Who Talks to Animals, Dr. Doolittle, is at number three with $12.5 million. The Gentleman is at number 4 with $11 million. Dropping down to number 5, Jumanji, The Next Level, at $7.9 million. The Turning is at number 6 with $7.3 million. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, still on the charts at number 7 with $5.2 million. The literary classic Little Women, coming in at number 8 with $4.7 million. Brie Larson stars in Just Mercy, coming in at number 9 with $4.1 million, and Knives Out still hanging in there at number 10 with $3.7 million. The largest satellite constellation orbiting Earth, SpaceX's Starlink, will be getting bigger with 2 planned Florida launches coming in the next few weeks, including an attempt on Monday morning. Weather is only 50% favorable for the launch. A backup time slot is planned for Tuesday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.